to the ongoing Kinahan-Hutch gangland feud, which has already claimed almost a dozen lives. Let me speak to Stephen Breen from The Sun. Stephen, good morning. You'll not be on that line, Stephen. You'll be on this one. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Frank.
This is in the headlines again. It's ferocious, the battle. Just first of all, for people who haven't been keeping an eye on it, could you give us some background to the warfare between the Kinahans and the Hutches?
Yeah, well, this really started, Frank, in September 2015 when a guy called Gary Hutch was shot dead in Spain. Gary Hutch was from a member of the Hutch family in Dublin's North Inner City, but he was a member of the Kinahan cartel, who were primarily based in the South Inner City area of Dublin. And Gary Hutch was a key member of this gang. He's involved in arms smuggling, he was involved in drugs and money laundering. But in 2014, there was a dispute within the gang themselves, and these were people he was arguing with over drugs, over money, and these were people who he would be very friendly with and very close to. And when he was shot dead in September 2015, there was a real concern that there would be a reaction from members of his own gang, and he of course is a member of the Hutch gang. He's a nephew of Jerry the Monk Hutch, who would be a veteran criminal here in Ireland, and that came about in 2016, last year, when gunmen stormed into the Regency Hotel. There was a boxing weigh-in, and a member of the Kinahan gang there, David Byrne, was shot dead. This happened in broad daylight and in full view of the public. It was a terrifying incident, and since then, nine people have lost their lives, including a lot of innocent people as well. And we haven't had in Dublin here, we haven't had any major incidents, or we haven't had any killings since the Noel Kirwan, another innocent man, was shot dead just before Christmas. Or he would have been a friend of Jerry Hutch, and back in the day he was a 62-year-old. And since then, there have been a number of arrests by the Gardaí, there have been a number of seizures, but yesterday's events just reminded us that this feud was very much alive, and it was ongoing, and that's with the attempt to kill the man yesterday in broad daylight.
This victim yesterday was wearing a bulletproof vest, so he obviously felt that he may have been attacked, and he'd been living in Newry as well.
He had been. The guy yesterday who was shot was James Gately. He would be a very, very close associate of the Hutch family. He was the best friend, indeed, of Gary Hutch, and he was left devastated when he was killed. But James Gately was, without question, one of the key targets for the Kinahan gang. And even he appeared in court there in April himself on a dangerous driving charge, and he turned up wearing a motorcycle helmet and full gear. And he normally would have driven around Dublin here in a high-powered motorbike, because he was under threat. He'd been warned repeatedly by the Gardaí. He'd received official warnings that his life was in danger because of his close links to Gary Hutch, and he was a top target for the Kinahan gang. And because of the threats on his life, he did move north. He had been staying in Belfast, he had been staying in Newry, but for him, he had family in Dublin, he had a partner in Dublin, he's the father of two children, so he was coming back to Dublin. And also as well, last month, there was a foreign national was arrested here and charged in Dublin with conspiracy to murder, and that charge related to a threat and a conspiracy to kill James Gately in Belfast. So it was named publicly in court that there was a threat on Gately, and that emanated from the fact he was in Belfast. But Gately was coming back, they must have been watching him or looking at his movements, and they made a move yesterday, not far from where his partner lives, and he was in a car, and they opened fire, and only because he was wearing a bulletproof vest, he's very lucky to be alive.
Yeah, this is at the Topaz petrol station, which isn't far from the airport, so we're talking about the north side of Dublin. And not speaking specifically here about Mr. Gately, but the members of these gangs and what they get up to on, if not a daily basis, a monthly basis, or in a regular way, how do they manage to live in the city? How do they go about their daily routine, wearing bulletproof vests, looking over their shoulder, high-powered motorbikes, fast-moving cars, in and out of areas that they'd be fearful of? Is it a law beyond the guards?
Yeah. No, the life that they lead is extraordinary, where they're always looking over their shoulder. I mean, they can't go to the pub for a pint. They can't go and watch a football match. And they may, before this feud started, they did make a lot of money. They were enjoying the highlights out. There was the fancy restaurants, the flash cars, the holidays, and, you know, going business class to different places and property dealings. So they were all working together, and everything was rosy. But then, as is the case in many different organized criminal gangs, where the trust breaks down and there's no loyalty there, and it all comes down to money. But they are in Dublin, and what we have now, especially in the north inner city area of Dublin, you have an operation called Operation Hybrid, where you have 1,000 armed checkpoints every month, and that is close to the homes of people who would be associated with both factions here, the Kinahan faction and the Hutch faction. So the armed patrols have been set up to thwart attacks, and there hasn't been any since the killing of Noel Curran, and that happened in a different area of Dublin. But that's what the Gardaí, that's the only weapon they have. And when this happened, I spoke to an assistant commissioner who said that there had to be a realignment of resources, there had to be a robust response from the state. Now, it's not normal policing, it's not community-style policing that the communities would have been used to, and indeed I've been to a few community policing meetings where the local representatives have welcomed the response, because the priority here is to safeguard further lives. So the question is, Gardaí have already made inroads where they've charged a number of people with serious offences, serious players, they've recovered high-powered weapons, that they've recovered guns, so they are, you know, trying to actively target these people. But because of the international dimension to it, it'll take a long time before probably the senior players come to court. But at the moment, it's about safeguarding lives, and those checkpoints, those patrols in the different areas are going to continue.
Citizens of Dublin will be hoping that the gang members are rooted out and jailed, but the gangsters themselves, at some point, they're going to realise that they can't go on killing each other. That they've, if they're ever going to get back to probably doing what they do best, and that is fleecing everyone else. So, will they decide at some point to call a truce, or have some sort of meeting that undoes the difficulty they've got themselves into?
Frank, I really, really don't know, because I think this is personal. I think when you have two families, people, loved ones are being lost, I really do think, and I've been speaking to people on the ground and speaking to various members of the Gardaí, and they think, because it's so personal, this could be a generational thing. And you may have a young guy in Dublin now who's 14 or 15 and whose uncle was killed or whose cousin was killed, and then a few years down the line he might see someone else in a pub and say, oh, well, he's with that faction and his gang were responsible for this. So that is the concern, and that is the fear, and it shows no signs of ending anytime soon. I mean, there had been some rumours in other media outlets, I think it was towards the end of last year, that there could have been peace talks or money was offered. And even when before Gary Hutch was killed, their money was paid over, and the Hutch family said publicly that they couldn't trust the Kinahan cartel because they paid over money, and yet Gary Hutch was still killed. So it's all about money, but there's no longevity in this. And an assistant commissioner, Pat Leahy, who I spoke to as well, said that the only way this will end will be either these senior players going to prison or ending up in a grave, and that's the unfortunate thing. And the Gardaí are certainly braced for more killings on the street.
Should other cities be worried or concerned, or is it very local to inner city Dublin?
Well, no, of course. I mean, you see that there was an individual charged in relation to the Regency. He's from Northern Ireland. He's from Tyrone. And even he was warned that there was a threat against him. And yet, and the Gardaí and the PSNI are working closely, because, you know, especially when you talk about the Kinahan gang, their reach is all over Europe. You know, they have no problem paying someone. They have the resources to pay someone who could travel up the M1, go to Belfast and shoot someone, or go to Newry and then come back to Dublin again. So, and we've already seen in Spain as well, Trevor O'Neill was a young man on holiday with his family in Mallorca last August, and he was shot dead in the case of mistaken identity. You know, and another young man, Martin O'Rourke, was shot dead in broad daylight in Dublin here. So it isn't just Dublin, it is Spain as well, and there are concerns, and that's why the Gardaí, the Spanish police, the English police and the PSNI are all working closely together in this.
Stephen, thank you very much. Well and truly covered in the sun. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Stephen Breen there. Chilling stuff, isn't it? And from time to time, as I said earlier, it rears its ugly head, the crime battles, the gangland wars in here in Ireland. Stephen Breen is the crime editor at The Sun. It's